Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving deep into predatory lending. We're using a guide on building good credit, and I think this is going to be pretty eye-opening.
Yeah, for sure. You know, people think it only affects those who are struggling, but anyone can be a victim.
Right, anyone. So, like, what makes a lender predatory?
Well, it's all about taking advantage. Like, really high interest rates and confusing terms. They're basically setting you up for failure.
Kind of like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Exactly. Legally operating, but they're designed to, you know, exploit people. Those who need cash now or don't really understand the terms.
Makes sense. So who are these lenders actually targeting? Who's most at risk here?
Well, get this. 45 million Americans have no credit score. None. They're basically shut out.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So they're easy targets because they don't have many options.
Exactly. And anyone with a score under 620 is also, you know, pretty susceptible.
Well, it's like a double whammy. You need a loan to build credit, but you're more likely to get targeted because of your low score.
Right. And get this, our source points out that they often target specific neighborhoods, ones with subsidized housing even.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Feels like they're preying on communities already facing financial challenges.
It's a systemic issue for sure.
So let's get specific. What are some examples of these lenders to watch out for?
Well, check cashing stores, for one. They might seem convenient, but those fees.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
APRs can be as high as 700%.
700? What does that even mean for someone who, you know, doesn't really get interest rates?
Imagine borrowing $100. You could end up paying back $700 in interest alone, plus the original 100, of course.
That's insane. So you're paying back 7 times the amount.
That's the trap. Those high APRs make it near impossible to pay back, and so you're stuck.
Okay, so check cashing stores. Big red flag. What else?
Buy here, pay here car lots. They go after people with no credit, offer that in-house financing that sounds, you know, appealing.
I bet there's a catch though, right?
Always a catch. Marked up prices, high interest rates. Plus, their whole model relies on repossession. 33% repossession rate.
1 in 3 cars they finance gets taken back.
Yep. Repossess, resell, and the cycle continues.
So check cashing, buy here, pay here lots. What else?
Oh, payday loan stores. Yep. Notorious. Short-term loans, crazy high interest, sometimes 300%.
And rent-to-own furniture places, right? Those can be sneaky.
Absolutely. You think you're getting a good deal, but end up paying 3 times the price.
It's wild how expensive things get when you're stuck in that cycle.
That's why it's so important to be aware.
Our source also mentioned online stores, like Fingerhut. Markups as high as 200%.
And don't forget, title loan stores, in some states, 25% interest per month.
Wait, per month?
Yeah, which works out to like 300% APR. They hold your car title, miss a payment, and they can take your car.
That's scary.
Then there are those need cash for Christmas offers. Personal loan stores, APRs up to 279%.
Wow, it's unbelievable.
And even getting a car loan at the dealership can be risky. They often send your application to multiple lenders, hurts your credit score.
Really? I didn't know that. So what's the best way to avoid that?
Local credit union. Better rates, better terms, more likely to work with you even if your credit isn't perfect.
So it seems like the takeaway here is to be super careful. Do your research before any loans.
Exactly. Knowledge is power in this situation.
And our source really stresses building and maintaining good credit. That's your best defense.
720 credit ready, they call it. Good credit score gives you options, protects you.
So let's get into that. What does good credit even mean? How do you build it up if you're starting from scratch?
Yeah.
Or if you have a low score? Okay, so credit scores. Sounds like they're like the key to everything. What exactly is a credit score and like why does it even matter so much?
It's like a financial report card, basically. A 3-digit number tells lenders how risky it is to, you know, lend you money. Higher the score, better you look.
So higher score means you're more likely to get loans, get better rates, all that.
Exactly. Think of it this way. High credit score, lenders see you as responsible. Someone who pays their debts on time.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But how's it calculated? Like, what goes into it?
Several factors. They're all weighted differently, though. The biggest one, payment history. Do you pay your bills on time? That kind of thing.
Makes sense.
Then there's credit utilization. How much of your available credit are you using?
So like if I max out all my credit cards, that's bad.
Yeah, it can be. Makes you look like you're relying too much on credit.
Right.
Then there's length of credit history. The types of credit you have, like credit cards, loans, and how often you apply for new credit.
So what if someone like has no credit or their score is low because of past mistakes? Can they like fix it?
Absolutely. It takes time and effort, but it's totally possible. First step, check your credit report, make sure there are no errors.
Ah, okay.
You can get a free copy from like all the credit bureaus each year.
Gotcha. And once you have it, what should you be looking for?
Any inaccuracies, accounts you don't recognize, late payments that were actually paid on time, that kind of thing.
So accuracy is key. What else can someone do to build good credit?
Secured credit card's a good start. Requires a deposit, so it's less risky for the lender.
So it's like training wheels for credit.
Exactly. Use it responsibly, pay your bills on time, and boom, you're building credit.
Our source also mentioned becoming an authorized user on someone else's card, like a family member with good credit.
Oh, yeah, that can help, too. Their good history can boost yours.
But you gotta be careful, right? If they mess up, it messes you up, too.
For sure. Choose wisely. And once you have some credit going, pay those bills on time. Super important.
It's like building a reputation, right? Show you're reliable.
Exactly. And don't go crazy applying for tons of credit at once. Each application can ding your score a bit.
So, slow and steady wins the race, huh?
Pretty much. Smart choices over time. Building good habits.
So, back to predatory lending. Now that we get credit scores, how can we use this knowledge to, you know, protect ourselves?
Good credit score gives you options. You're not desperate, so you're less likely to fall for those high interest rates, those traps.
More bargaining power, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can shop around, find better deals.
Makes sense. But what if you're already in a tough spot? Like, you need a loan fast. What then?
Avoid those predatory lenders like the plague. They might seem easy, but trust me, they'll make things worse.
So even if it's tempting, stay away from those check cashing places, payday loans.
Definitely. Look for alternatives. Borrow from a friend, maybe. Family.
Right.
Any community organizations that offer help.
Good points. Anything else people might not know about?
Credit unions, community banks. They often have small loans, reasonable rates, more willing to work with you, even with less than perfect credit.
So check out those local options.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to negotiate. Explain your situation. See if they'll work with you.
Communication is key.
And if you're really struggling, consider a credit counselor. They can help with budgeting, debt, all that.
That's good to know.
You're not alone. Remember that. Lots of resources out there to help.
Okay. So we talked about predatory lending, good credit, ways to protect yourself. But our source also talked about something bigger. Like the system itself, how these lenders target certain communities.
Yeah, it's not just about individual choices. There's a lot more going on.
So this raises the question, if we know these lenders are targeting vulnerable communities, exploiting like existing inequalities, what's our responsibility as a society?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's tough, right? We want people to have the freedom to choose, but it's like, how much freedom is there really when you're desperate, you know?
It's a tricky balance. Like we want to empower people, but also not everyone starts off on the same footing, you know?
Exactly. That's what I mean about the system. If certain communities are always the target,
right,
that's not just a coincidence, right?
No, for sure. Things like poverty, not having access to education about finances, not being able to get a bank account easily, all that makes people more vulnerable. And these lenders know it.
So like, what can we even do about it? As individuals, as a society, I mean, how do we make things more fair?
Well, I think stricter rules would help, like putting limits on how high the interest rates can be, especially on those short-term loans. That would at least stop the debt traps from getting so bad.
Yeah, that makes sense. What else could be done on, like, the policy side of things?
Making the loan terms easier to understand would be huge, like really plain language anyone can get. Give people a real chance to know what they're signing up for.
Transparency is so important. If you don't get it, how can you make a good decision?
Right. And more money for those financial literacy programs. Teach people how to handle their money well from the get-go.
Education is power, right? People understand they can make smarter choices and it helps everyone.
Exactly. And we need to support those credit unions, the community banks. Give people better options than those predatory places.
They're more invested in the community, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about profit.
Exactly. And we got to hold those predatory lenders accountable too. Make sure the laws are strong, enforce them, maybe even new laws to stop their shady tactics.
So it's like a whole bunch of things need to happen. Rules, education, community support, and holding those bad actors responsible.
Yeah, it's a big problem. We got to create a system that works for everyone, not just the people who are already doing well.
And that brings it back to everyone listening. What can you do?
Be aware. The more you know about this stuff, how it hurts people and communities, the more you can do something about it.
Exactly. Tell your friends, your family, talk about it. The more people who know, the more we can push for change.
And if you can, support those groups fighting predatory lending. Give your time, donate, spread the word about what they're doing.
Every little bit helps. Imagine a world where everyone has access to fair loans, affordable help, where those predatory places can't trap people anymore.
That's a world worth fighting for.
Yeah.
And it starts with us. We got to learn. We got to speak up. We got to demand better for everyone.
This has been a really eye-opening deep dive. I hope everyone listening feels like they can protect themselves and their communities now.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power. Yeah. And when we share that power, we can change things for the better.